Shalom Aleichem Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Beis. We are in the middle of talking about why machshirei mitzvah, preparatory actions and malachos that are done for specific mitzvahs, are docha Shabbos. We gave a bunch of examples that according to Rabbi Eliezer that are docha Shabbos. We had machshirei korban omer and shtei alechem and sukkah and lulav. We had some mitzvahs that were not Docha Shabbos, or at least the Machshirei mitzvahs that are not Docha Shabbos, which was Tzitzis and Mezuzah. And now, finally, we get to the topic in our, rather real topic we've been talking about, is Machshirei Mila. How do you know that the preparatory items that you need to do to do a Bris Mila, again, the example that Rabbi Eliezer himself gave in the Mishnah was cutting down a tree to make fire, to make iron, to make a knife. Right? You can do all those things. To make a knife to do a milah on Shabbos, how do you know that that is mutter? So let's dive right into it. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, two lines up from the bottom on Kuf Lam and Aleph Amud Beis by the two dots. Milah v'chol machshirah dochen is a Shabbos to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds a machshirah milah is docha Shabbos minalei l'Rabbi Eliezer. How does Rabbi Eliezer know? Imikulhu gomar, if he learns it from all the examples we gave above, so kidamrinan, we already explained that all the, right, we did that yesterday, that all the examples above, you can't learn one from the next for whatever reason. There are certain stringencies, certain chumras by each halacha, you can't learn one from the next, and therefore you need a pasuk. So what's it called? So we can't learn from that. The Ode, and also Balahanach, those are also different than Mila because Shekinim Avers Mona Bakla. Because all of those examples that we gave before, if the time passes, so then the mitzvah is no longer legit. You can't do sukkah after sukkahs, for example. Right, but Mila, but if a person Rachman Slan doesn't have a Mila, so you can do that, and in fact you have a chiyuv to do that the rest of the person's life. So that you can't learn from that either, because they're totally different, right? Bechora, you might have thought that if machshirei mila, right, machshirei sukkah, for example, right, is docha Shabbos, so maybe that's only because you're going to miss the mitzvah sukkah. But if you're not going to miss the mitzvah mila, right, you just have to do it the next day. So maybe the machshirin should not be docha Shabbos. Elo rather, so the Gemara says, "Hainu time with Rabbi Eliezer." That one, Krala Pasuk says, "Uvayom hashmini imol besar or laso." On the eighth day, you should do bris mila afilu b'shavus. Okay, that's his drasha. V'lechtov rachman b'mila v'lesu hanach v'ligmor mina. So why don't we learn all the other cases from mila? So mishum dikel mefrach, as you could have asked, mala mila shekin nichrusu alei shlosh esrei brisos, because the whole concept of bris mila has 13 brisim associated with it. As Rashi explains, it says 13 times in the parsha of mila by Avram. The word bris is written 13 times, and therefore you see that, right, the chashivus of the mitzvah of mila more than the other mitzvah, so you couldn't learn from there. Okay. Ad kan, until now, lo pligi rabbanan leha ela b'machshirei mila. Right? Chazal, right, the Mishnah, right, the Chachamim don't argue with Rabbi Eliezer in terms of the actual mila, but they do argue in terms of machshirei mila, right? They only argue in terms of the machshirei and the extra added steps. Avo mila gufa divrei kol docha Shabbos. Everybody agrees that we do a mila on Shabbos. That is docha Shabbos. The Gemara asks a simple question: Minalan, how do you know? Where do we get that from? So Amar Ula halacha. Ula says it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. V'chein Amar Yitzchak halacha. Right? So halacha l'Moshe Misinai. No drasha, nothing. We got it passed down from Moshe. That mila is docha Shabbos. I'll ask you a question. How do you know the pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, ma mila shi achas meivarim shal adam docha Shabbos. Kal v'chomer the pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah makes a very interesting kal v'chomer. If mila is docha Shabbos, so certainly, right, mila is only on one limb of a person. So certainly, a person's entire body, right, all of his limbs should also, right, if there's something you need to do for them, should also be docha Shabbos. The isalkadaita halacha, but if you're telling me that the fact that mila is docha Shabbos is a halacha l'moshmi Sinai, right, you can't learn a kavachomer from a halacha l'moshmi Sinai, right? Kavachomer mi halacha mi asi. You can't learn a kavachomer from a halacha l'moshmi Sinai, right? Those are special halachos. Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, it's a chiddush. You can't use that to teach me anything else. Right, Vatanya, and just to prove that point, this is a Mishnah in Nazir. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. It's unclear. The Mishnah I'm not sure exactly what it's quoting over here, because the Mishnah is on Nun Vav Amud Beis, and it has a slightly different text than what we're about to quote. And it quotes the Gemara over here on Nazir and Zayin Amud Aleph. So I'm not sure exactly. And the Mishnah over there is Rabbi Eliezer, and not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But okay, either way, Lamaisa, this just proves that you can't learn a Kal Vachomer from Aluch L'Moshe. We see that regardless of the actual text. Right? So let's just take it as it's written. Rabbi Elazar said to Akiva, Etzem kisaora matame halacha, revius dam kalvachomer. Vein dunin kalvachomer me halacha. Now, what's going on over there? So, what Rabbi Akiva wanted to do in that Mishnah is, a nazir, as you know, is someone who takes a vow not to cut his hair, drink wine, and be matame himself. Well, stam nazir shloshim yom. Let's say he takes it for 30 days. So what happens if he becomes tameh in the middle of his nazirus? So then he has to start again. And he also, one of the processes that he has to do, he has to shave his entire body, right? And he has to start counting again. But not always does when a person becomes tameh, right, we think of becoming tameh as, you know, I guess, Rahman Slan, touching a dead body or going into a basic kvaros. But not every way that you can become tameh were kind of cut short and interrupt the nazir's count. Meaning, for example, if a person just touches a seor, like a seora of bone, meaning a shear of a bone. If he touches a bone that's the size of a kisora, a piece of barley. That will interrupt it. But what about a revius of blood? What about a revius of blood? So we know that a kisaora of bone will be metame, will not be metame a person, tumas oel. Will not be metame tumas oel. So it is going to interrupt the nazir's count, but it will not be metame tumas oel. If you're underneath an oel, if you're in a room with a bone the size of a barley, you are not going to become tame. But if a nazir touches it, then it is going to interrupt. That's going to cut his nazir short. So what about this log, a revius log of dam, of blood? On the one hand, a revius log of blood will be metame someone, but tumas ohel. So what about cutting short the nazir's count? You would imagine, right, if a barley-sized bone is not metame ohel, but does cut short the nazir's count, so you'd imagine that a revius log of blood that is metame be'ohel would also, you'd very logically imagine that it would also interrupt the nazir's count. That's what Rabbi Akiva wanted to do. Rabbi Elazar said, no, the whole concept of etzem kisaora, of a bone that's a barley size, that's only halach l'moshe mi-sinai. So you can't learn a revius dam from a bone that was the size of a barley, because the whole concept that a barley-sized bone is metame is only halacha moshe mi-sinai. So anyway, so you see that you cannot learn a kal vachomer from halacha moshe mi-sinai. So how could you tell me that mila is doche shabbos from halacha moshe mi-sinai? We have a brisa that says that you learn that pikuach nefesh is doche shabbos from the fact that mila is doche shabbos. So it must be that mila is not a halacha moshe mi-sinai if you use it in a kal vachomer. So Ella Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Osya Os Os. It's a Gzeres Shabbat, you're right. Os Os, you have an Os by Mila, you have an Os by Shabbos, Os He Beni Ben Ham, right? We say every Shabbos. It's a Gzeres Shabbat. So Gemara says, El Mi'ata, but one second, you have other things that are called an Os. Tefillin, Dichtiv Behen Os, Lidchi Shabbos, so why don't we put on Tefillin on Shabbos? So Ella, rather, you're right. So it must be different Gzeres Shabbat, must be Bris Bris. So Gemara says, Godol, Dichtiv Behen Bris. So one second. So the whole concept of a bris, and that's only by a gadol, right? By what the pasuk says. Meaning, okay, fine. If a bris on the eighth day is docha Shabbos, what about a bris of a gadol? It also says by a gadol that it's a bris, meaning that if someone, the pasuk over there says, I'm just trying to find a Rashi as I skim it, but basically the pasuk says that if a person has not had a bris, he needs to have a bris. But we know that someone bris bismana is not the bris shalom bismana is not the chashavis. Right, here's the Rashi. Dechtiv be'bris. V'arel zachar asher lo yimol es brisi hefar. So if someone does not have a bris, he needs to get a bris. But a bris that's not bizman is not Doruch HaShavas. If you're telling me the whole Gzeres Shavah is bris, from bris milah to Shabbos, so gadol dechtiv be'bris, the dechtiv Shabbos, you should also have a bimachal Shabbos for a gadol who's getting a bris. But we know that that's not true. Ella asya doros doros. So rather, no, you have the word dor, and you have the word dor by Shabbos and by milah as well. The doros echem, Rashi says the dorosam, and okay, so you have door, the word door, it's for generations, so mila, therefore, is docha Shabbos. The Gemara says you have that by other things also. Tzitz is dechtiv be doros, tzitz is also the dechtiv Shabbos. So why don't we have the, obviously, you wear tzitz on Shabbos, but the making of the tzitzis, why don't we let the making of it, or the machshirin at least, for sure, the machshirin, and certainly the making of the tzitzis itself, that could be the same thing as we talked about yesterday. Okay, either way, tzitzis should be also docha Shabbos. So Gemara says, "Elam Rav Nachum Amar Yitzchak Gedanin Os Bris Udoros." Fine, you're right. Enachanami, you're correct. The drasha is those three words. You have Os Bris and Doros in both cases. So therefore, you have a connection between Bris and Bris Mila and Shabbos, and therefore it's Docha Shabbos. Right again, just to read in the Gemara, "Gedanin Os Bris Udoros May Os Bris Udoros Lafuk Yehonach Dechad Udichtev Bahem." Right, I'll exclude any other case that only has one of those words. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, I got a better drasha for you. Amar Kol HaPasuk says, Bayom, Bayom HaShmini, Bayom HaFilu B'Shabbos, right? On the day, even if it's Shabbos. Amar Yerushalayim Shalom Rabbi Yochanan, Elam Yatav, that's true, Mechusri Kapara, Dechtiv Ben Bayom, Achen Amidoch is a Shabbos. We've mentioned that a Mechusri Kapara, someone who becomes Tameh, there are a couple of them, not all of them, but let's say a Zav, a Metzora, a Yoledes, so they have a longer path to Tahara than many. Right? Some we talked about before about a Tful Yom, someone who just needs to go to the mikvah. There are other types of people who are Tamei need to go to the mikvah and then wait for Harif Shemesh, for the sun to go down. Someone who's Mechusar Kippurim needs to go to the mikvah, has to have Harif Shemesh, he has to have the sun go down, and then the next day he has to bring a korban. Well, that korban, maybe that should be Docha Shabbos, because it says the word Bayom. So the Gemara says, you're right, because you need that word to tell me that the korban that a Mechusar Kippurim brings is only during the day and not at night. So the Gemara says, so this also, by Mila, you also need to tell me that that you have to do it during the day and not the night time. So the Gemara says, "Ahumi ben Shmonas Yomim Nafka." So you learn that from Ben Shmonas Yomim on the day, right, when he turns 8 days old. That's when you do the bris. I hanami mi bayom tzav so nafka, mi bayom tzav oso nafka. But you could also learn that out miyom tzav oso, meaning that on the day the Kosh Baruch Hu commanded you to bring the korban on the Mechusar Kippurim. So why don't you say that we can also learn it from that pasuk, and therefore the word bayom should teach me that it's Docha Shabbos. So Gemara says, "I forgot the nafka mi biyom tavoso." Even though you could theoretically learn it from that pasuk that a Mechusar Kippurim brings it during the day and not at night, istrich, you still need the pasuk to teach me bayom that it's not on Shabbos, that it is bayom and not by laila. Because you might have thought, "Hold the chas v'chamana aleha," since the Torah had mercy on the person who needs to bring this korban, depending on your wealth back in the day, so the type of korban would vary. Poor people would bring less of a korban, a couple of doves or whatever. So since Akash Baruch had rachmanas on people, lasuye bedalus, that you're allowed to bring it in poverty, meaning that when you're poor, that you're allowed to bring a smaller korban, so maybe belaila namilesi, maybe the Torah was also makil in terms of this korban to allow you to bring it at night if you had some sort of tzorech. So kamash malah, therefore you need both psukim to teach me to make sure that you know that you have to bring it during the day. Maskala Ravina. Ravina said once again, "Ela me'ata yehe zar kosher bahem, yehe onin kosher bahem." Very, very, very strange question. Ravina says, "Well, if that's true that the Torah was makil by this korban, why don't we let a zar, a non-kohen, bring the korban? Why don't we let a kohen who's an onin, a kohen, bring the korban? An onin is not allowed to bring do avodah v'samidosh. So once you're being makil with this korban, why don't you let a zar or an onin?" Very, very strange question. And Tosas already says, you know, his implicit is his, like, what are you talking about? The pasuk says, a czar cannot bring a court and do a vote in Beis HaMikdash, right? We have psukim like that, very clear, you know, kares, etc., very bad. So Tosas says that at least the czar is lav dafka, at least that Tosas Dibur Maskul Ella, right? It must be lav dafka, not a czar. It can't be that the Gemara would ever entertain a possibility that, yeah, you're being made by korban, so let's let a czar bring that korban. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, fine. Anyway, I mean, the Rishonim jump all over this, and there's a lot to say here that I am not familiar with, to be honest. I just know that the Rishonim talk about it. let's not pretend that I'm holding in all the Rishonim. But at least for sure, Tosos, and I think there's a Ramban that talks about it. Okay, Ayin Sham, check it out when you have time. So the Gemara says, so Ravina says, once you be Mekel, why don't you let other? Why don't we have other kulas by this halacha? So the Gemara answers, Ha Ahadre Kra, the Torah returned back to talk about it. Now, what does that mean? So if you look at Tosas over here, Ha Ahadre Kra, he explains very nicely. You know when we say in Rabbi Yishmael in the morning that one of the, when we run through a bunch of ways why the Torah, right, 13 ways, obviously, specifically, the way the Torah is darshened down. So a couple that we know what that is. That's a Kavachomer, Gzera Shava, that right already, that's what we're familiar with. One of them is a Davar Sheyotzim and a Klal Lidom B'Davar HaChadash, and Iyata Yachol Akziru Klalo Ache Akzirenu HaKlalo B'Ferish. What does that mean? So basically it means like this, that if the Torah goes out of its way to take something out of the general rule, okay, so let's say you have a general rule of korbanos. There are set rules for korbanos. Now the Torah goes out of its way to say, you know what, this korban, this for the Mechus and Kippurim, it's a little bit more mekel, it's a little bit different, right? Because you can offer it in Shtei Torim, you can bring birds, etc. Right? So it's a little bit different. You can offer it in a poorer way if you can't afford it. So now, you're not allowed to bring it back into normal realm of korbanos without an explicit pasuk that brings it back into the normal set of halachos. Until the Torah goes out of its way to say, no, yes, there's a kula here, but it's part of the original set of halachos. So that's what the Gemara means when it says Haya Hadri Kra. And that's why the Chora, that's why the Gemara could entertain such a possibility that maybe a czar or an onin could bring the korban, because once the Torah took it out of the general rule of korbanos, okay, now this is totally different. This is out of the klal. It teaches me that we have a new halacha here almost. No, so the Gemara says the Torah goes back and reinserts this korban into the general lexicon, to use a fancy word, of korbanos. And that's one of the ways we darshan out. Right, so next time you read that in Rabbi Yishmael, you'll know, oh, we had an example of that in the Daf Yomi. Okay, either way, but fine. Vayter. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, I have a different pasuk that teaches me that Mila is Dorech Shabbos. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Shmini, on the 8th. Shmini afilu b'Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos. So Gemara says, I hi Shmini mivayla the Lutishri. Well, that 8th day, that pasuk when it says that you have to do it on the 8th day, that excludes the 7th day. Right? Meaning, and this is true, that if you do a milah on the 7th day, it's nothing. I got a shayla once for whatever reason, you know, a couple wanted to do maybe the milah in the hospital or whatever, but any milah done before the 8th day is nothing. So that's what the pasuk means to tell me that the mutei shvi, you can't do it on the 7th day. So the Gemara says, Shvi mi ben shmonas yomim nafka. So that you could learn from ben shmonas yomim. The baby has to be 8 days old, so obviously you can't do that. I bekatim b'alei chaylem yotei shvi, v'chaylem yotei tshi. Well, one second, you need one to exclude the 7th and one to exclude the 9th. So how is that pasuk of Shmini open to teach me that you can only do it, and that you can even do it on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, d'imei chad d'mechad. Oh, the Gemara continues, d'imei chad. Because if you only had one of the Shminis, Havamina Shvi Hudalo Matas Mana, Avam Shmini Ve'elech Smanehi. Maybe you would think if you only had one Shmini that, yeah, the 7th is no good, but any time the 8th day hits and on, that's considered the Zman Mitzvah's Mila. So Elis, the Gemara says, you're right, Enechonami. Meaning you need both Shminis. That word Shmini is not available to teach me that you can, that it overrides Shabbos. Elam the Chavartik of the Ryokhan, it's much clearer that Rabbi Yochanan's Drasha of Bayoma Shmini teaches me that it is Docha Shabbos. Tiny kvas to Rabbi Yochanan, we learned like a sheet, like a brisa like Rabbi Yochanan, and velo k'der Rav Acha Yaakov, and not like this second drasha that we just had about Shmini. Shmini yimol, on the 8th day you should give him a bris, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Umani mekayim mechalel mosumas, what are you mekayim that chil Shabbos? If you do Shabbos, you'll be put to death. So mishar malachos chutz mimila. That's everything except for mila. One second. Right. Okay. Is the Gemara saying, "Oh, eino ella filu mila"? Maybe that mechalel mos yumas includes mila. Umani mekayim shmini mimol. And what do you mean? What is it when the pasuk says it should be given the mila on the eighth day? Chutz mi Shabbos. That really means excluding Shabbos. Tamal omer. Therefore, the pasuk teaches me bayom afilu b'Shabbos. And you see that Rabbi Yochanan's drasha is bayom. That it's on the day of the eighth. That's the word that gives me the halacha that mila is docha Shabbos. Amar Rava says, "Hi Tana, meikara maikani chale luvasof maikakashile." That Tana we just quoted in the Braisa. Right, he had a havamina of the way to learn the Gemara, the psukim, and then he had a maskara. Right, he had a havamina. Maybe you should learn this way, or maybe this way. And tamalomar bayom. So what was his havamina? What was his maskara? What was going on there? So Gemara says, "Hachi chamar." This is what he meant to say. Originally, he learned shmini yimol afilu b'shabbos. That on the eighth day you give him a mila, even on Shabbos, docha Shabbos. But mind him in kain mechalel yimnos. You must be shal malachos chos mi mila. Right? Okay, that's how we learned originally. Aval mila dochya. But mila is docha Shabbos. Originally, the Tana learned that mila is docha Shabbos. My time, why kavachomer? That's a kavachomer. Ma tzaras shadocha zavoda. If a person has tzaras, that he is not allowed to do the avoda in Beis Hamikdash, and a person is not even allowed to cut off his tzaras to do the avodah in Beis Hamikdash. As Rashi says over here, right? It's docha, meaning tzaras overrides the avodah. Even if there's no, as Rashi says, even if there's no one available except for him to do the avodah, you still cannot cut off the tzaras. So tzaras is docha the avodah. Tzaras overrides the avodah in Beis Hamikdash. Avoda docha is a Shabbos, and avoda based on Hekdesh, obviously there are korbanos that are offered on Shabbos, so that's docha Shabbos. So mila docha also Shabbos. So if mila is docha Shabbos, and Shabbos nichos mivnei avoda. One second, sorry. Right, and if mila is docha Shabbos, and Shabbos. No, my bad. Sorry. Let's back up a second. Let's try that again. I step back. On the Amud Aleph. Yeah? Here's the Kavachomer. Umat Saras Shadochas Avoda. Saras overrides the Avoda. Avoda is Docha Shabbos because they did Korbanos Beis Hamikdash. Mila Docha Osa. Mila is Docha Saras, as Rashi says, as we're going to learn, that if a person, Rachman al-Tzlan, if a baby, for whatever reason, has tzaras on the orla, you still cut it off, even though cutting off tzaras is also nidaraisa. So if mila is docha tzaras, and tzaras is docha avoda, and avoda is docha Shabbos, so it must be, Shabbos shenitches mipnei avoda, enu din shetei mila docha osa. For sure, it must be that mila is docha Shabbos. So that was his havamina. Umay o'eno kamar, the Kamar, what did he think afterwards when he kind of changed his mind and said, or maybe the drasha should go somewhere else? So Hadar Amar, then he went back and he said, "Mimai de tzaras chamura." How do you know that tzaras is more machmir than Shabbos? Dilma Shabbos chamura. Maybe Shabbos is more machmir than tzaras. Shekein yesh ba onshim as haros harbe, because there are a lot of onshim and punishments and as haros and warnings. Mimai mishum de chamira tzaras he. And how do you know that tzaras is more machmir? Dilma mishum gavru v'dolo chazi. Maybe it's because the guy. That's meaning. How do you know that tzaras is more machmir than avoda? Right? How do you know that? Yes, I understand that you can't cut off tzaras to do avoda, but maybe why does that necessarily mean that tzaras is more machmir? Maybe mishum gavru v'dolo chazi. The person is not fit to do avoda because he's tame. He's tame. He has to go to the, even if you cut off the tzaras, you have to go to the mikvah, you have to have harav shemesh, you have to bring a korban. The kohen is not fit to do avoda anyway. So maybe tzaras is not necessarily docha avoda, it just doesn't work because the kohen can't do avoda for the reason that he's not yet ritually pure. So Amadri Makayim Shmini Imol, and therefore, what does the pasuk mean when it says do Mila on the eighth day? Chutz Mishabbos. It must mean that you can do it on every day except for Shabbos. So therefore, Tamal Omer Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. Therefore, we need the pasuk to teach me that Bayom, when you do the Mila, even on Shabbos. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, another Braisa. We do similar logic now. And if that back and forth was tough, so Chazir, because we're about to dive into a similar back and forth. Tana Rabbanan, Mila Doches a Taras, Mila Overes Taras, as we said, Bein Bismana Bein Shalom Bismana. If for whatever reason there's a Taras on the foreskin, you cut it off, even though that's Aser. Yomtov in a Docha El Bismana. Right, Yomtiv. If you have Mila on Yomtiv, is only going to be Docha if it's the eighth day. Bilvad, only on the eighth day. Minani Mili, how do you know? That's for Mila, that Mila you should cut off the Taras, that if the Taras is on the foreskin. So the pasuk says, before we get the Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Raisa, Yimol Basar Orlo So. You should cut off the foreskin. Fafo Pishi is Shambaharis, even if there is Taras. Yikots, you should cut it off. Umani Makayim Yishamer Benega Taras. What does it mean when the pasuk says, be careful with Taras, don't cut it off? Right? Bishar Makomos Chutz Mi Milo. That's in other places, not Milo. Any other scenario. Oh, Eno, or maybe Afilu Mila, maybe even Mila, you shouldn't cut off Taras. Umani Makayim Yimol Basar Orlo So. What does it mean? One of the pasuk says you should cut off the foreskin. Bismanjein Babaharis. Maybe that's only if there's no Taras on the foreskin. So Tamil Omer, therefore, the pasuk says Basar. Cut the flesh. Avopi Shiyesham Baharis. Even though there is Taras. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hai Taname Kara Mai Nichole Luvasok Mai Kashole. What was the Havamina Maskana? Why did the Tana go from one way to learning the Psukim to another way? So how could Kama? This is what he was thinking. Yimol Basar Orlaso, you should give the baby a Mila, a Bris Mila, Avo Bishesh Baharis, even if there's Taras there. Umani Mekayim Yishamar Benegat Taras, Bishar Mekomos, what's me Mila? Right? What does it mean when the Pasuk says, don't cut off Taras? That's outside of Mila. Avo Mila Dochas is Taras, my time, huh? Why is Mila the override Taras? Asi Mekavachomer, he has a Kavachomer. Umash Shabbos Chamura, just like Shabbos, which is more Machmir than Taras, Mila Dochos, right? Mila overrides Shabbos, so Taras lo kol shekein. Certainly Taras, right? Mila should be Docha Shabbos. If Mila is Docha Shabbos, for sure Mila should be Docha Taras. Gemara says Umay, what does it mean when the Tana said, or maybe you should learn it a different way? That he said. So Hodor Kamar, he went back and he said, Mimai de Shabbos Chamira. How do you know that Shabbos is more Machmir than Taras? Dilma Taras Chamira, maybe Taras is more Machmir than Shabbos. Shekin Dochas Avoda. Right? Which is because Taras overrides Avoda, Avoda Dochas to Shabbos. And we know that Avoda overrides Shabbos. So maybe Taras is more serious and legit and Machmir than Shabbos. So Tamalom, where therefore you need a pasuk that said, Basar. Even though there's a taras on the flesh, you should still do the mila. Lishne achrina, and there was another way to say this whole back and forth. Mila doch is a taras, my time up. How do you know that mila overrides taras? The asi ase v'dachi los ase. The mitzvah's ase of mila is overrides the los ase of taras, right, of not cutting off taras. Ubimai o eno, and what does it mean that when the Tana changed his mind, the Kamar, Hadar Kamar, he went back and said, Imur Darmina Dasi Ase Vidocha Losase. When do we say that an Ase is Docha Losase? Losase Greda, that's only by a regular Losase. But Hai, but not cutting off Taras, is Ase Vilosasehu. It's an Ase and a Losase. What is that? Because the Pasuk says, Hishomer. Benegat Saras, that's a los ase. And then it says, Lasos Kachol Asher Yoru, that's an ase, as Rashi says. It quotes the Pasuk that not cutting off Saras, right, leaving the Saras on your body, is both a los ase and an ase. So therefore, you can't use the mitzvah of Mila to override Saras, because it's an ase and a los ase, it's an ase and a los ase, and ain ase docha los ase fease. So Amani Mekayim Yimol Basar Loso. So what would you say when by the Pasuk of you should give the baby a bris? Bisman She'im Baharis. It must be that there, only if there's no Saras there. Tamalom, where therefore the Pasuk teaches me, Basar, that when you should cut the flesh, Avol Pishayish Shem Baharis, even if there is Saras. Okay, a little further. So Tinach Godol Lichtiv Basar. So that only works by the the mila of a gadol, when you, as the pasuk says, right, basar va'arel zachar asher lo yimol. Sorry, va'arel zachar asher lo yimol es basar or laso. Right, when you have the pasuk of basar, that teaches me you do the mila even if there's no tzaras. But a katan namik sive basar, and by a katan it also says basar. But a benoni, someone who is between that, let's say a baby did not have a mila at 8 days, but he's no longer a gadol, right? He's not a gadol. Right? How do you know that the pasuk earlier, right, is talking about a gadol? Because simply the pasuk says that if you don't get a bris mila, you're chayav karis. Well, who's chayav karis? Only someone who's over 13. So you're missing a whole demographic, well, hopefully not, but you're missing the ages of 9 days old to 13 years. How do you know that a benoni, someone who's in between those days, is also chayef to get a bris mila if he has taras on the foreskin? So Rabbi Asya Mibenya. You learn it from the two of them, from between the two of them. Migodol lo Asya, you can't learn it from Godol, Shigain onesh kares, because he would get punished with kares for every day that he doesn't give himself a mila. Mikatan lo asya, you can't learn it from a katan, shigain mila bismana, because that's, you know, mila on the 8th day is a mitzvah. Mila bismana, you can't learn to a mila shalom bismana. So what's the tzad shavish of him? The common denominator between those two cases is shigain mimola vidoch tzaras, that either mila, right, has the word basar in the pasuk by both those cases, so therefore it's docha tzaras. So I've called hatsheni molim. So therefore, any bris mila that you're going to give is docha tzaras. Okay, Rav is going to give a different answer, but we're going to leave that for tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, when we go weiter in the Halei Shas. Okay, shkoyach gadol rabosai. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.